It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters. First, your comments about our coverage of efforts to curb drinking at two universities in Colorado. Both Colorado State and the University of Colorado have seen a student die this year due to excessive alcohol consumption. Several listeners wrote in to say the problem of binge drinking on college campuses is due, at least in part, to the increase in the drinking age to 21. Jane Dodds of Lima, New York asks, does anyone honestly believe that the 21-year-old drinking age is working for college kids? Let's not pretend that kids who are old enough to enlist in the armed forces, serve our country, and die are at the same time too young to have a beer in the bleachers at the homecoming game. Let's make some rules they can live with. And we received this from Pam McCracken, director of the Center for Drug and Alcohol Education at Colorado State. I'm perplexed with the coverage that college drinking has received, both on our campus and our neighboring institution, CU. Where is the good news? Where is the story about the over 20% of our students who don't drink? No one wants to publicize the fact that, when asked, students report having between 0 and 3 drinks on average per week. Or that the last time they partied, they report having 6 or fewer drinks. Let's show the Ram pride we have here at CSU and congratulate the positive behaviors our students show. Students here at CSU put academics ahead of partying. Well, getting into college was in part the subject of a story that I did on Monday. The SAT college admissions test will now have an essay portion. It'll be a requirement that students write that part of the test in longhand. The rest of our story on the decline of cursive writing apparently left some listeners with the impression that the new SAT will require cursive writing. To be clear now, that's not the case. Printing is also acceptable. There was also this note from Jonathan Kiang of New Haven, Connecticut. There was an implicit assumption throughout the story that cursive is superior to print. I think that assumption is unwarranted, or at the very least, non-obvious. Compared to cursive, print characters are more easily distinguished from each other. Consider that most signs and displays use print characters, even handwritten garage sale signs. And Richard Northup, who identified himself as vice president of Zahner Bloser Educational Publishers in Columbus, Ohio, wrote, "Thank you for your story of September 27th, in which you point out the great need for children to learn cursive writing. Good cursive writing will not only help students score better on their SAT tests, it will also help them write more quickly and score better in all of their writing assignments." As to a question about the value of teaching young children to write in a computer age, Richard Northup adds, "It is vital that we support young children in these early stages in many ways, including taking the time to teach them to print an alphabet which resembles and supports the same alphabet that they are learning to read." Our director Bob Boylan's story about the album Smile by former Beach Boy Brian Wilson brought this warm response from Mark Holleran of Phoenix, Arizona. "I found myself rolling up the windows, turning down the air conditioning, and turning up the radio. I was transported back to a time that seemed all but lost. At the end of the Brian Wilson story, I looked at myself in the rearview mirror and found myself smiling. Thanks, NPR. It was a great story of hope." Well, if one of our stories makes you smile, we hope to hear from you. Write to us at atc@npr.org. And remember to tell us where you're from and how you pronounce your name.